The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Our number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, pretty good stuff. You just have to tune in, man. That's all. 5 o'clock, you know what that means. Having a little 5 o'clock pills from St. Arnold's.
Yes.
So just tweeted that out. Want to thank them for bringing that by. Love me some St. Arnold. All right, so what are the odds Wednesday? So if you want to get in, give us a call. Put odds on it. That simple. What are the odds your Astros go 2-2 with the Royals this week?
1-1 now. I like Ventura tonight. I think they could win on the. I think they could win the closers. I'll go 2-2. Yeah, I'll go 70%. That's the case.
All right, that seems fair to me. That's a good homestand against these guys.
Yeah,
you get out with a split
against. By the way, the best team in baseball from the last 2 years. I mean, these guys have been good.
OGS odds that the Rockets tank to protect their first round pick. I don't think they'll tank, but I don't know that they necessarily need to. I mean, they might lose anyway. If bad Rockets show up, this is why somebody said, do you really think they could win one game against the Warriors? Yeah, I do, because when they show up and play, they're capable of really big efforts, and then they're capable of really bad efforts. They're just inconsistent as hell, and they have been. So I think the Rockets are capable of winning a game. They're also capable of losing tonight. I don't think the Jazz are going to beat the Lakers unless...
You don't think the Jazz are going to beat the Lakers?
No, I really don't. I think the NBA wants them to win.
The Jazz aren't planning on playing very many guys. I still think they can beat the Lakers. The Lakers are terrible.
Lakers are terrible, but I think the NBA wants them to go out with a win.
Maybe.
Jay and Katie asks, what are the odds that Gordon is done in the NFL forever based on failing that recent drug test? I thought he was done the last time.
Yeah, he's never done.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that guy.
No, I don't think he'll play again. I mean, I think that's the question. I think 5% chance the guy ever plays in the NFL again. You can't be on suspension for a year and then fail another drug test.
Yeah, it's not great.
When they tell you it's not coming. Great. So, Bubba but no jabroni, what are the odds Carlos Gomez pronounces Kobe Bryant correctly? Carlos is,
you know.
That's just how he rolls. Yeah. All right, what are the odds Wednesday? So let's put odds on things. All right, this is another one that I wanted to get to, if it's okay, unless you've got something you want to do here.
What do you got?
Well, now my computer's going really slow. I told you I was going to put together my list of 10 best guitars. As usual, when I start doing stuff like this, it becomes a freaking ordeal. I went through and took all the guitar magazines, top 100 lists, and then took common names from the top 20 and assigned points on that.
Okay.
Then I assigned points based on commercial success. I assigned points on skill level. I did points on musicianship, which is just the ability to write great songs. And then my final one was, how long does it take me to learn how to play something that they wrote?
Okay.
And I've got 47 names that I'm trying to narrow down to 10. So it's not done yet, is my point. But
you're still, it's a work in progress.
It is a work in progress.
I've started work on the game that we talked about.
Yeah.
And it might take a little, might take a month to be ready to have a database that I feel comfortable playing the game with. But it's a work in progress. I've got my wife working on it, actually.
Oh, that's cool. It gives her something to do.
Yeah, it gives her something. What's she got going on? Get raising kids? Come on.
Yeah, come on, man. Let's grab a phone call. Brian, you're on the Blitz. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to know what the odds were for if the Warriors were happened to lose before the NBA Finals, how would that, I guess, fit into the scheme of, like, the sports world as being the biggest upset, like, in the history of sports?
I don't think – I mean, if the Spurs beat the Warriors, would that be one of the biggest upsets in the history of sports? I'll say no. Even if the Cavs beat the Warriors. I mean, it's an upset, but I wouldn't go with one of the biggest in the history of sports. That's
– no.
I think it's pretty far from that, in fact.
Yeah, I think it would – it certainly would be an upset, but upsets do happen. It wouldn't be one of those where – well, I guess if you – I guess we could base it on Vegas numbers. It would not be Holly over Ronda.
No.
It wouldn't be that. So it wouldn't even be the biggest upset we've had in the last year. What are the odds Josh Gordon goes to play in Canada? I keep getting asked that. He will not play in Canada because they are going by the same rules as the NFL. So if you're suspended in the NFL, you cannot play in Canada. So percent zero. Somebody says he should be suspended forever on the basis of stupidity alone. Well, if they suspended every stupid football player,
yeah,
we wouldn't have very many good players. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. What are the odds that Van Halen makes the top 10? He is number one on almost every list of guitar.
Eddie Van Halen is fantastic. Yeah,
and that guy, you want to talk about somebody who changed music? Everybody, because that was my era. When I first heard him, I was like every other kid. I wanted to go get a guitar and learn how to shred. And that's what I did. And a whole bunch of people did. And it created a whole, I mean, just a whole generation of guys that just wanted to go out there and rip. And that lasted until grunge came along and kind of took the lead guitar out of stuff. But, yeah, I will boldly predict 100% chance he's in the top 10. 100% chance he's in the top 5. I'll let you know about the top 1.
All right.
You'll just have to wait. I'm actually using the computer to add up all the scores and stuff.
Okay.
So it's going to be a while. 713-780-ESPN. Nate says if the Rockets upset the Warriors, it'd be the biggest upset in the history of sports. It wouldn't be the big. I mean, there's never going to be a bigger upset to me than the Miracle on Ice. And simply because that was impossible. The Rockets would be impossible. But for the Rockets to beat the Warriors, it's going to be because somebody got hurt. They're not going to beat them straight up.
But the other thing is, I mean, the difference between something like this and the Miracle on Ice would be you're talking about a seven-game series. They had to beat them four times in seven games. So that might be bigger.
So this is what I love about people. If Stevie Ray isn't at the top of your list, you're already wrong.
See, I mean, everybody's got opinions, yeah. My friend.
No, mine is based on actual guitarists, not just fans. So he's not going to make the top 5, I can tell you that. Not going to rule out the top 10, though.
No.
713-780-ESPN. What are the odds the Mavs get out of round 1?
What are they going to be, the 7 seed?
Yeah.
Pretty unlikely.
Verbia says that the Rockets would be the biggest upset over, bigger than Chaminade over Virginia. There have been much bigger upsets than that. Yeah, I still think Giants over Patriots in the Super Bowl has to rank pretty high up there. Unbeaten team, really the best all-around team that I think we've seen in the NFL ever. See, quit texting me about who has to make the top 10. It's my top 10. You can make your own. I gave you my criteria, and if your guy doesn't make it, don't be pissed about it. There's actual, I want there to be criteria to it, though. I don't want it to be, here's my opinion. Those are my favorite lists.
Yeah.
So I've assigned the 5 variables that we're using. And the only one that's subjective is how hard is it for me to play what they do? There's really only one guy.
I could do the list where I make the list of just guys I like to hear.
Well, that's cool.
When I listen to it, I'm like, damn, that guy's good.
And that's cool. That's what most people do.
My list wouldn't be as technical.
So I'm trying to make it more than just that. I can give you that list right now. It's boring. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Listen to the Warriors Chase 73 tonight at 9:30. Warriors Grizzlies only on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, let me clarify something. I'm not asking for...
You're not asking for input. This is your
list. No, what I'm asking, if you have another variable that I've left out besides those five that you think would be useful...
How about who banged the most chicks?
They all banged a bunch. Your guitarist. And I will just say two guys that will rank out higher on this than I probably would have put them on my list will be Stevie Ray and Jimmy Page.
Right.
There's other guys I like better, but they're going to rank higher than I would have put them, which is fine. That's why I did it this way. 832 asks, how many, if any, 90s grunge guitarists make your top 10? Would Morello count as a grunge guitarist?
No.
Then none.
Yeah.
Because grunge really wasn't about the guitar. It was about the music. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Quality of drugs consumed, that's a good one. Yeah. But, no, it's actually been kind of fun. I went and found the Guitar World's list, and some guys that everybody always talks about are like in the 80s on that list.
Yeah.
That people like. This was a... reader poll for Guitar World, and I use this as one of the ones along with a couple other guitar magazines, and this is not my list, this is their list. I'm just going to do it real quick, but they had Slash at 22. That's too low for me. Had Eddie Van Halen 1, Brian May 2, Alex Lifeson 3, which a little high, but he's definitely a top 10 guy. Jimi Hendrix 4, Satriani 5, Page 6, Tony Iommi 7, Stevie Ray 8, Dimebag Daryl 9, Steve Vai 10.
All right.
I would have Steve Vai ahead of Joe Satriani, even though Satriani taught him how to play. And I would also have Randy Rhoads in the top 10. He's 11th. So
I like Kirk Hammett, too.
Let's see where they have Kirk. He's down a little bit. Angus Young at 21. That's a name that comes up a lot. Slash at 22. Clapton, 28.
Just the crunch that you hear on those Metallica songs.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yngwie, who I always talk about, 43rd. Eric Johnson, who I'm much higher on than most people.
When do they have him?
47.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he's behind some people like Carlos Santana that I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Kirk Hammett is 36th on that list. Seems a little low.
You know who is a really, really good guitar player, and you wouldn't know it because the kind of music that he plays would make people think that he's not. But Wyclef Jean, who was in the Fugees, is a phenomenal guitar player.
Here's a guy that's a little low on this list for me. He's at 87, Sinister Gates.
Where's Prince?
Let's see where Prince is. So this is not a slideshow, so it's actually easy to...
Prince is good, man. Prince is a really
good
guitar player.
I know he made like the top 25, I'm pretty sure. But I don't see him on here. Anyway, he's somewhere on the list. I don't see him, though.
Hmm.
Buckethead is 38th.
That guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a stupid gimmick, but that guy's pretty good.
He
that
is.
Could shred.
Yeah. Okay, but the list I wanted to do before we got off is we were talking about biggest sports upsets. ESPN, of course, has already done it. And this is before Rhonda, who I would put on this list. I'm going to throw these out there, and you tell me where this would rank compared to any of these. Number 10, NC State knocks off Houston to win 1983 That's NCAA championship. Number 9, Rulon Gardner beats Alexander Carolin for Greco-Roman wrestling gold in 2000.
I don't know how big of a – I mean, I know it was an upset. I didn't realize it was like one of those.
Well, the guy had never lost. It was basically Holly Holm versus Ronda Rousey. Yeah. So I would equate those two. Number 8.
If Rulon Gardner did it now without all his fingers and toes, that'd be really
good. Yeah, that'd be a huge upset. Mets defeat Orioles in 69 World Series.
I don't know.
I can't speak to that. Jack Fleck beats Ben Hogan at 1955 U.S. Open.
I wasn't there for that.
No, I wasn't alive for that either. Denver Nuggets eliminate Seattle Supersonics in 1994 NBA playoffs.
That was big. And listen, that Sonics team was good. Not like this Warriors team. But that was the first time an 8 had beat a 1. And again, when you do it in a 7-game series, it's way more impressive, because any given Sunday, that, you know, the saying is, any given Sunday you could do it. But to do it 4 times out of 7 for a lesser team to
beat
that
team. Wasn't that a 5-game series, though?
It was a 5-game series.
Yeah, see,
you're right.
That's not as big a deal to me. You get hot for 3 games, you can pull off an upset. I have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure it was 5 games. Number 5, Manowar loses only race to 100-to-1 shot upset in 1919. Anything from 1919, I'm not counting. All right, here's the 4 big ones. Buster Douglas KOs Mike Tyson in 1990 is number 4.
That's arguably the biggest to me. But again, it's a fight. Anything could happen. It's crazy, you know. But that's pretty big.
Villanova beats Georgetown, 1985 NCAA championship. That Georgetown team was almost unbeatable, and Villanova had to play out of its mind. I could see that on the list. Jets defeat Baltimore Colts in the Super Bowl in 1969. Before my time, but that's always been considered. And number 1 is the Miracle on Ice. I think the Warriors losing to the Rockets would. And see, I got to put Ronda Rousey on this list now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to rate.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. The Warriors aren't losing to the Rockets. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop with this craziness. You guys been watching this team? They're no good.
I know, but they're getting sucked in, man. They're getting sucked
Suckers.
In.
Suckers.
713-780-ESPN. Let's try Martin. What's up, Martin?
Yeah, what's up? I'm right here. How you guys?
Yo, sports.
Hey, sports to you guys. Hey, don't forget about Ray Allen hitting that 3 against San Antonio to force that game 7 with the Miami Heat. That's a pretty big sports upset, don't you think?
That was a big moment, but not a big upset, because the Heat were favored. Yeah, it wasn't a. I mean, it was a crazy finish, but it was. I don't think it was an upset by any stretch.
Go. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sibby wants to talk about your greatest guitarist.
Man, I don't want to do the greatest. I'm not doing it yet. I'm not there yet.
Maybe he's going to give you something to put into it.
Fine. Put him on then.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports.
Just had 2 questions. Is Flea anywhere on that list?
He's a bass player.
And what are the odds of Kevin Durant going to the Warriors?
I don't think the Kevin Durant thing's going to happen with the Warriors, because I think they're kind of mixed on that. They'd have to get rid of a lot of guys. You're already the best team in basketball. Why would you do that?
Don't change what's working.
And Flea is a bass player, so he does not make the list. Damn good bass player. Now, that's a different list. Best bass players. Don't make me do all of these, okay? Because you know how I get obsessed with stuff like this, and I have to make the list perfect, right? It has to have everything has to add up, and I keep adding categories. It's like when I try to write damn novels, I keep adding characters. Don't make me do bass players now, please. Nick said Golden State beat the Mavs, and Golden State was an 8 seed. Yeah, for some reason, I don't equate that one with the Nuggets.
Yeah, because the Nuggets were the first time it happened.
Yeah, and that one was one of those matchups going in that you thought Golden State would be able to give them a series because of the style they played. It's very similar to what the Mavs did. Sarah over GSP?
That was big.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the biggest upset in MMA history.
Was he a bigger favorite than Rousey was?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was shocked. I lost a lot of money on that. A lot of money.
So you were that's what makes it an upset.
I was in the second row. I mean, George St. Pierre was my favorite fighter. I didn't think that there was. I thought it was a joke that Matt Serra even got that fight, and boom.
That was before I knew you.
Yeah.
I was at that, too. A lot of people were. That was our first one here, right? It was the first time it came to Houston?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's try Robert. What's up, Robert?
Hey, what's going on? How about Ali versus Foreman?
I don't think so. I mean, you're talking about 2 of the greatest heavyweights ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't rank.
Yeah. Can we get a best one-arm drummers list? That's pretty easy. That's 1. What about Weidman and Silva the first time?
It wasn't as big. Weidman had never lost.
It was an upset, but it wasn't
That was one of those shocking moments, and it was very surprising the way it happened. but no, not an all-time upset.
What about Giants Patriots?
Yeah, I mentioned that one.
That was big, but okay. Again, if you get to the if you get to a championship, it's a, you know, at that point you're playing against one of the other best teams.
But
you know?
but still, it's also overhyped because it's a Super Bowl, unbeaten Patriots with Randy Moss and just record numbers and unstoppable, and then they get held to 13 points. So that one's got to be up there.
And a lot of people are mentioning Michigan State this year.
No, that's just another two losing to a 15 happens every 3-4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be historic to make a top 10 list. And yeah, I don't know that this would be. Yeah. What about the 1980 U.S. Miracle Team? Okay, I'm sorry you just tuned in. That's number one on the list, and to me, that's not debatable. And that one's never going to be top because it wasn't just the fact that it was a ridiculous upset. It was because of the political environment at the time that what happened was impossible, that a bunch of college kids go out and beat these Russians that are unstoppable and getting paid a bunch of money. This would have been like some country beating the Dream Team when it had Jordan and all those guys. That would have been an upset that's on par with it. All right. A lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Follow the words, the style, the trend, the records I spin again and again and again. Yeah, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no flexing against him while I'm expressing myself.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to the Warriors Chase 73 tonight at 9:30. Warriors Grizzlies only on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. And yes, we have the game tonight. So if you're out and about, you can listen right here on ESPN 97.5 if you want to hear whether or not the Warriors get to 73, which I think they will.
This is good.
Yeah, it's good beer.
I usually don't like Pilsners. This is pretty good, man.
I'm a Pilsner fan, actually. My favorite Pilsner is the one they make in Saskatchewan, which is called Pilsner. Okay. But this one's up there. I think this is better.
This is good.
Hopefully, wife's not
5.2%. It's easy drinking.
Very smooth. I'm 5 o'clock Pils, St. Arnold. That's right. What we're talking about. Soccer folks keep saying 5,000-1 Leicester City winning the Premier League this year is nearly as big as Miracle on Ice. It's not close. Not over a full season. That's not an upset at a certain point. It was an upset before the season, but you can't tell me they weren't the best team about halfway through and you couldn't tell. And people just, it's a great story, but an upset, a true upset has to come when you have a historically great team, which I don't think you had another one in the Premier League this year. I think that's why they're winning, is that some of the traditional powers aren't as good. You have to have a historically great team that looks unbeatable, or person, and it needs to be one game or one series. It can't be over a full season. Because we're going to do that, you got to start talking about the Rams the first time they won the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner when he sold his soul to the devil. But that is a great story. 713-780-ESPN. See, a lot of these that you guys are throwing out, like Diamondbacks beating the Yankees in the World Series, they weren't that big of underdogs.
No.
It was, in that case, everybody wanted the Yankees to win because it was 9/11, but the Yankees were barely favorites in that. And that's a lot of the stuff you guys are throwing out. The Appalachian State over Michigan one, that's worth discussing.
That's up there because, I mean, you're talking about
a number five team in the country versus
a 1AA team. It's, that was big.
It was.
At home, too. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people keep bringing up USC, Texas. Texas wasn't that big of an underdog to USC. Yeah, so
I mean, we're talking about teams that had no business beating the other team. And did it.
Like the Red Sox coming down from 3-0 against the Yankees. They were, if I'm not mistaken, they were favored over the Yankees before that series started when they got down 3-0.
I will say, once it's 3-0,
yeah,
it's a pretty big upset.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
What about Pistons-Lakers?
Again, it's hard for me because when it's an NBA Finals, I mean, the teams that get to the Finals are no joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there can be, to me...
Here's how it would have to work in the Finals. The Warriors get in and say the 7 seed in the East gets in and beats them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be like the Pistons have to work, or the Pacers work their way through the Eastern Conference and beat the Warriors. And that's where the UNC, one and Georgetown, Villanova work, because one team no one expected to have in the finals to begin with. There has to be one team that no one expected would be in the finals, and then they have to win.
Right. Let's try Dave. What's up, Dave?
Sportscast. How about the 2000 Sydney Olympics when the rushing, there was a Russian wrestler, I cannot remember his name for the life of me, was undefeated for, I think it was like 5 or 6 years. No one had ever beaten him. You had the American that went there and actually beat him. It was the biggest upset in wrestling history that I can remember, and they made a huge deal on the Olympics about it. Just want to see what you thought about that.
Yeah, we mentioned that. It was on ESPN's list at number 9. So, so on their list, I'm eliminating Man of War from 1919. Even as a horse racing guy, I'm eliminating that.
Yeah.
I'm eliminating Jack Fleck beating Ben Hogan at the U.S. Open because it's golf.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw out the wrestling one, too. And in its place, I will put...
Are we just doing that because it's fringe sports?
Well, no. I'm throwing out the horse racing because it's from 1919. And they didn't have starting gates. I know way too much about Man of War because everybody wants to call him the greatest horse ever, but a lot of times he ran against one horse, and like 5 of his races he ran against nobody, so I don't want to hear about it. But they didn't have starting gates, and he turned around and went the wrong way and then came back and lost. So that does not belong on this list. It's cute to put a horse racing thing on there, and I love horse racing, but you can draw a line through that one. There's not an upset in golf, okay? There's chokes,
yeah,
but it's hard to call them upsets. So I'm throwing a line through that one, too. All right, I'll keep the wrestling one just for you because I know you like wrestling. So that's 2 spots.
Lamont says, what about the Bills over the Oilers? Kelly was ruled out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one
Bills
of the
were still favored in that game, though.
Again, if you took the halftime line, if you had
Bills a lot
money
of
line at the half, yeah, that's an upset. But at the beginning of the game, that wasn't that great of an upset. Even with Jim Kelly out, I don't know if the Bills were favored, but I know it was pretty close.
Yeah.
I think that goes in the choke pile instead of the upset pile.
Here's a good one. What about Average Joe's Gym beating Global Gym in dodgeball?
That was big.
Except, did you ever watch most people don't have DVDs anymore because you just watch them on demand or whatever. Did you ever watch the end part of the DVD where the director's talking about the film? It was his first film.
No, I did not take dodgeball that seriously that I watched the director's cut.
Okay, well, it had a little thing at the end. My kids loved the movie, so we're watching it. Initially, Average Joe's was supposed to lose. That's how they did it. And when they did the screenings, people hated it. And the studio made him change it to the ending it has now.
All right.
So a little known fact that if you had bothered to watch this, it would have been kind of interesting. But it was it was the first thing he directed. And he was real insistent at first and even quit. And he's kind of like, all right, it's my first film. I better go ahead and do this. So that's why it ended the way it did. Just sharing a little bit. 713-780-ESPN. How about Robbie? What's up, Robbie?
What about Boise State and Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl back in, what was it, 06 or 07?
Yeah, that was kind of big. I mean, the point spread, it was maybe a little over a touchdown, 10 points maybe.
It's harder.
It was a big moment because it was, it was breaking down the walls between BCS teams. But for me, that Michigan Appalachian State, if you're going college football, that's bigger.
Yeah.
Because Boise State was a really good program. Appalachian State was a 1AA school that had no business. And that was on Michigan's home field.
Yeah. And that was, it was a bowl game. So Oklahoma wasn't all that interested. I mean, it was exciting at the time. But as far as upsets go, I don't know how high that one actually ranks. Let's try one more. Matt.
Greatest upsets I think you guys have not covered yet. Ryan versus Ventura.
No, everybody knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, I had Nolan is a heavy favorite. The steroids really put him over the top.
Fred, stop it. You don't charge Big Techs. What a foolish error. Robin Ventura is from freaking California, bro. He didn't know what he was getting into.
I thought it'd be cool. I'm going to charge an old man, and he took a beat down.
He wasn't ready. He didn't know that Nolan was about that life.
Let that, you know, let that be a lesson to a lot of you guys. Don't charge old men just because they're old. They might be roiding up. They might pound you down. Stop. I'm just saying. Joey, pretty sure Brock Lesnar over The Undertaker should be at the top of that list. Stop. Stop.
Who called that, though? Who made dough on that?
Stop.
Who made dough on that? Raise your hand.
Did you put money on it?
I put $10 on that thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's when I was still playing on a site where the minimum bet was might have been $5 at the time. My website now, my minimum bet is $50, so I can't like throw willy-nilly on wrestling bets. I feel guilty about that.
Yeah.
So, but back then I put $10 on Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker because I thought it was ridiculous.
Now here's a good one. This is what we're talking about. Stanford beating USC in 2007 when Stanford was a 41-point underdog.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. That's big. Hmm. 40 points, that's a ridiculous.
Yeah, that number is almost unfathomable. And they won the game. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at HoustonCarsForKids.com. And got to tell you a little bit about Houston Can Academies. It's a place where if a kid drops out of school, doesn't know what to do, Houston Can Academies helps them out. They change lives. They graduate thinkers. They take at-risk kids. They give them a second chance. And without Houston Can Academies, there's no telling where these kids would wind up. You know, they'd either wind up in jail or dead or who knows. They get another chance, though, when they go to Houston Can Academies. And so many of them go on to do great things. They graduate. They go on, they change lives, and you can help. Houston Can Academies gives these kids what they need to succeed. If they need glasses, they do that. Transportation, done. They even feed them if they have to. That's why your donation is so needed. All you have to do, donate that vehicle you're not using anymore. If it's sitting out in your backyard or it's sitting in your garage, maybe it's covered in weeds and you haven't done anything with it in years, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, they will tow it free of charge. Your donation is tax deductible. They fill out all the paperwork. And if you donate today, how about this? Astros tickets. They're going to take care of you with Astros tickets if you donate your vehicle today. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid. So good.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
They can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Hustletown with Craig Shelton coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. I could hear you pop that open on the air, by the way. I think that was intentional. Hustletown with Craig Shelton. And then after that, the Warriors. Rack me. All right. Time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And before we do this, everybody who keeps mentioning that Mavericks game, we talked about that 15 minutes ago and why it didn't make the list. All right, are you a fan of octopi?
Not really. I mean,
remember we had the guy choking the kid with the octopus
right.
A couple weeks ago. Well, apparently they're smarter than we think. And an octopus named Inky. Really clever, New Zealand. But it was at New Zealand's National Aquarium. By the time they noticed he was missing, they followed his suction cup prints and found out how he pulled a Shawshank Redemption on him. Apparently, Inky slipped through a gap left by maintenance workers at the top of his enclosure, and then, as evidenced by his tracks, made his way across the floor to a 6-inch wide drain, squeezed his football-sized body into the drain, which is about 4 inches wide, and made a break for the Pacific.
Like, did it make it to the ocean?
Well, yeah, they couldn't find him. So he escaped. He escapes out of his... Apparently, they're very smart.
All right.
I did not know that. But,
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he'd been there since 2014 when he was taken in after being caught in a crawfish pot. And they named him and put him in the aquarium. And apparently, he gets bored very easy. But they said they're very strong, and it is practically impossible to keep an octopus in a tank unless you are lucky. They simply take things apart. But they're very smart, and they're great escape artists. So, Inky the octopus has escaped and is back in the ocean. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. A lot of people mentioning, including El Jefe, you guys are clearly forgetting the 2012 WNBA Finals when the Lynx defeated the Dream. I forgot about that. That was major.
Crickets. Yeah, can't help you with that one. 713-780-ESPN. I'm getting a lot of World Cup stuff, but I honestly don't follow that enough, and none of them made the list. So I don't remember who it was, but the U.S. losing to Russia in basketball in 1972. That was pretty big. That's another one that we don't think about because it's the other guy's won. But that was a historic upset. Yeah. And that's kind of what you're looking for. It's something that the unbeatable loses to someone who had no business being there. Not just the second best team or even the third best team. Okay, I'm not reading that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Jay says, not a Tech fan at all, but it was a pretty big upset when they beat OU and Norman as 30-point underdogs. Since I don't even remember that,
I don't remember either.
Yeah, it was Adam who said 1972 Olympic men's basketball, Russia over U.S. Let's squeeze in one more phone call. Ernest, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hello?
Hey, sports, Ernie.
Sports to you. Hey, I was thinking about Spinks and Ali, or either Tyson and the guy he beat in Japan.
Buster Douglas.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, okay. Guys, go back and listen to the first segment. Because, I mean, all these we've already talked about. Sorry you missed it, but Buster Douglas was number 4 on the list.
Spinks beating Ali is pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a big one, but... I mean, the reality is Ali lost a couple times. I'm not saying that Ali's not the greatest ever, and I know that's a whole different discussion, but that's a tough one for me because I don't know. I mean, by the time that Spinks beat Ali, I mean, Ali lost 3 of his last 4 fights, and Spinks was one of them. And then he came back and beats, and Ali was 36, 37, 38. I don't know. He was old. It wasn't the same. Had he beat Ali when he was, 29, like when Joe Frazier beat Ali, if he beat Ali at 29 years old, if Leon Spinks had beat him instead of Joe Frazier, that would have been a huge upset. But I don't know. I mean, he caught Ali on the way out. It's to me, that's like it's like when Dan Henderson beats Fedor. It's a legend who's on his way out the door, and a guy beats him. It's not the same. It's beating Ali in his prime would have been.
Yeah, every single text is something we've already talked about. So I guess you guys are just getting in the car. Maybe you were stuck in traffic.
Yeah, someone said Joe Frazier beating Ali. You guys forget Joe Frazier is a bad dude. Joe Frazier. I'm going to go no. That's not an upset. And he ended up beating Joe Frazier twice later on, but you could argue back in the early 70s, Joe Frazier was better than Ali. So that's not an upset.
Yeah. And all right, so here's what we're going to do, because everybody's bringing up stuff we've already talked about that I'm sorry you missed. Check out the podcast from the last hour.
Yeah.
When you get a chance. It's got everything you're asking about. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's try one more, because this is kind of interesting. Dave. What's up, Dave? Dave?
Dave, a.k.a. Iowa guy. Even though I probably cried during it, Miami Dolphins beating 85 Bears.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking regular season.
Regular season, Monday night game. It was still Dan Marino. He went nuts. And that team, look, that Bears team is the best NFL team I've ever seen. And, yeah, they were dominant throughout the season. But that, the Dolphins didn't suck. That was a very good Dolphins team. It's not like they lost to a team that was 1-10.
I think I found the best one.
Yeah.
El Jefe, what about OJ beating the people? Major upset for some. OJ beating the people was a phenomenal upset. The people were a huge favorite in that matchup, and OJ overcame the odds. Congratulations, OJ. Congratulations, Daddy Juice.
267, which I'm not even sure where that is. Biggest upset, Fred and AJ keeping this show for so long.
Oh, yeah, we suck, man.
Oh, we're terrible.
It's crazy.
I got bad news for you, too. We're going to be here for a while.
John, are you firing us soon?
Thinking about it.
I knew it's been in the back of your brain, my man. I knew it. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Listen, law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI, don't despair. There's still hope. Even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you, there's a lot of inaccuracies in those tests that the police give. Police breath test machines, they're not even warranted fit for testing on humans. They make temperature assumptions that create artificially high results, and then it destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. It's not like CSI on television. The science behind this blood test is very, very caveman-like. They're testing the air above your blood, not your actual blood like a doctor would do. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.